This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
The wonderful Katrina Rowe from mousababes.com. Good morning, Katrina.
Good morning. Excuse me, I'm just sipping my tea.
Enjoy.
When I heard you put on that Bachelor Girl song, I thought, those songs go on forever. I can make myself a cuppa and relax for a bit.
They do. you would not tell us what it was you were dreading this morning.
No, well, that's right. Since I've become a new mum, there's been one thing I have been living in fear of pretty much, and I know it has to happen eventually, but just thinking about it is enough to kind of send me to the shops for a Bex and a good lie down, you know. And I'm not talking about the day Birdie gets her first boyfriend, although obviously that would be terrifying.
Oh, dear.
Come home with a nose ring or...
Oh, no.
Who wants to go bungee jumping over Niagara Falls, all of which, you know, would put dread into my heart. But, no, the subject that I'm speaking about today, I actually don't mention in front of her at all. I'm talking about the day that Birdie actually drops her daytime sleep.
Oh.
Don't say too early.
Dun.
Any ideas?
Is she showing signs of wanting to give up the afternoon break? I mean, the afternoon nap.
Well, you know, I've been talking to other mums and I have been very reliably informed that, you know, there comes an age where, you know, if you do give them that daytime nap, you can't get them to sleep until 9 o'clock at night. And that's when you have to make the call that afternoon naps are sadly a thing of the past. And that is exactly what happened to us the other day. We came back from the long weekend. We went straight to the Colin Buchanan concert. And when we got home, Birdie was so tired that I put her straight to bed and she slept and slept and slept and slept. You know, she was so tired that I could have started a chainsaw next to her head and she wouldn't have stirred.
Wow. But
yeah, seriously.
Probably not a safe thing to do, though, as well, starting a chainsaw next to your child's head.
No, I don't really know why you would want to do that.
No, but go on.
It was just the analogy that popped into my head for some reason.
That's all right.
But anyway, and then she wouldn't go back to bed till 9 o'clock that night, and that was when I knew that our days of afternoon napping were numbered.
Now, my detective work tells me that you don't sound very happy about this.
No, not really. In fact, while I was preparing this segment, I had two little girls, both in their beds, both playing and singing and calling out to each other across the hallway, refusing to take their afternoon naps. And I'm like, don't you know I have a radio segment to prepare? How am I supposed to work with you two singing across the hall to each other?
Especially when you're writing a segment really about your daughter as well. But so why are you so distressed about the idea of Birdie giving up that nap?
Well, Aaron, when am I going to get anything done? I mean, right now I use that time in so many different ways. You know, I do work, I clean the food off my floor, I write my blog, I sometimes sit back with a cup of tea and a book or call a friend. But, you know, I think it's a little bit selfish, but I kind of think of that little window of time as mine, you know, mine. And I don't want to give it up. And, of course, there is the other side to it, and that is, you know, that a certain little person gets very tired and cranky by the end of the day if she doesn't have her sleep. So, you know, I'll keep putting her to bed in the afternoon, even though I do feel like I'm fighting a losing battle, but I'm just not ready to give up yet.
Well, it is a big issue. How does it work in your house? What age are your kids when they gave up the daytime sleep? Did you kind of put it off as long as you could? Did they start refusing to go to bed during the day, or was it just harder to put them to sleep during night? Did you still have some kind of rest time? So many options. Katrina Rowe, thank you.
That's all right.
It is a tough one. Love your solutions, suggestions to this. 1-300-40-20-20. Give us a call if you've got kids that are at school now and they finished the nap time thing, or they are still napping and they're in high school. I don't know.
Still napping in high school. Well, with Connor's almost given up his. If he's really tired, and we can tell by his behaviour, we'll make him sleep during the daytime rest.
Yep.
If he's not really super tired, we'll just let him sit down and read a book. Or that'll be the time of the day when he gets to watch a DVD. That's his kind of rest time because he's not running around. He's just sitting down and resting.
Lara's nap has turned into a bit of a rest time. Occasionally she'll sleep, but really would love some suggestions / solutions to this issue. And no chainsaws.
No chainsaws. Aaron and Dan do not endorse that. 1-300-40-20-20. We were speaking to Katrina Rowe from the Mouths of Babes about the time when the sad time comes when your children give up that daytime rest. We're kind of asking, when does it happen in your house? How do you do it? Do you boycott the idea? Do you put it off as long as you can? Sally, the Mothercraft nurse, is on the line. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts on that whole daytime nap thing?
I would encourage mums to put their child to
a
daytime nap until 5 years old.
Oh, really?
They are still needing their sleep. They should be getting about 1.5, 2 hours during the day and 12 hours at night.
What if they just don't want to sleep, just don't sleep in the afternoon? How do you do that?
If it becomes a habit, then it becomes a lifestyle. It's like you get up in the morning, you brush your teeth. It's something that we do. So if they're struggling to have an afternoon sleep and you're struggling to keep them down, you can put on a lullaby, let them have a listen to the lullaby. You could put on a story CD, so they have a CD playing in the background, they can listen to the story, and it's a rest time. So don't say you have to have a sleep. We have a rest in the afternoon. Everybody has a rest.
Oh, so they have to have a rest every afternoon, not necessarily a sleep.
Not necessarily a sleep, but it's a rest on the bed.
Yeah.
So things like reading books is okay, but if you can lie on the bed and just listen to a CD playing, then you're more likely to doze off to sleep if you're tired.
What if they need a toilet break? Can they use a toilet?
Usually you do all your toilet breaks before you go to bed.
Before your rest time.
Yeah.
That works well. That's a good idea.
If you keep the routine in the bedtime at night exactly the same, they have no idea what the time is. If you're putting them to bed at 7 o'clock in the evening, it becomes habit. If you're lying on your bed quietly, you will fall off to sleep.
Oh.
If you keep routines, it becomes habitual, it becomes lifestyle, and then it's not a struggle.
Bath, dinner, book, teeth, prayers, bed.
Yes. That's the way to go.
I see. That's good advice.
And no milk before bed because it rots the teeth. So if you're having a cup of milk before bed, and babies over about a one-year-old shouldn't be on bottles anymore, so wean them off the bottles, give them a cup before bed while you're doing a story, go and brush your teeth, toilet, into bed.
Can you have a milk if you brush your teeth afterwards?
You can have your milk if you brush your teeth afterwards, yes.
Excellent. Kids in bed, mum and dad go, Thank you so much.
It is important that mums and dads have their quiet time together without their children before bed.
Mm. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Sally.
Pleasure.
Oh, look, thank you. Good advice.
It is good advice, isn't it?
All right.
But normally you put the kids down, you go, quiet time, and you get a tea and a coffee and you put your feet up and then you hear, and you're like,
That's right. Or you hear the door open. I like hearing the door open. Oh. See a little head poke around and have a look down the stairs.
Daddy. Yes, you can go to the toilet.
Or whatever it is.
10 minutes later, Daddy. Yes, you can go to the toilet. Then 10 minutes later, Daddy. Mate, you can do one more wee, then you're just going to have to wet the bed. Okay? They're the rules.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.